modern Babylon as it's portrayed in Revelation 16. So we're going to begin first in Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9, where the initial characteristics of Babel are mentioned. And of course, the Bible builds on that story from there, but there is a couple characteristics that we want to identify here right from the outset. Genesis 11, 1 through 9. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there, and they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Now, what I would like us to look at here are some of the characteristics that are very early on identified with Babel or Babylon. Of course, they were building the tower out of brick and slime, and we understand that this symbolizes man's works in opposition to the altars that God's people would build, that not any cutting was to be done on, simply stones that the Lord had provided. This was bricks that had been made by man, identifying that this was an effort of man's own works. Of course, they're building a tower to not only save themselves from another flood, but also to reach unto heaven, to reach unto God. So we see here illustrated symbolically a people that have built into their design an attempt to save themselves through their own works, and by doing so end up in heaven. But the characteristics that I want to note here is that they were going to make themselves a name, and they're going to build a city and a tower. And if we go to Revelation 13, verses 16 through 18, it says this, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 600, 666.